first in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Well, welcome to Friday, everybody. It is not just thank God it's Friday, it's Cash Friday. I'm going to tell you all about that in just a minute. It's something that I'm all behind. I'm all in on this one, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's great. And so, welcome to Friday. If you're listening live, you can call in and join us here at 888-627-6008. And we are at our home base here at BBS Radio. And it's Spouting Off. If you're counting, just so you know, this is show 265. Now, not all of them have been on BBS Radio, but this is show 265 of Spouting Off. Most of them have been done on BBS Radio, and the ones that haven't have been done on 1590 AM WSMN and 95.3 FM Nashua, New Hampshire. Wherever I am, if it's my show, it's Spouting Off. And as you heard from our new audio bumper, it's really all about exercising our First Amendment rights, which are gravely, deeply, and profoundly under attack right now. So I encourage you, if you are listening live, to call in, tell me what's on your mind, or write me at Karen at KarenCataline.com. I love getting email, and I love knowing what's on your mind. Again, the email address, I can't say again, I'm saying it for the first time, is Karen at KarenCataline.com. And that's all you got to do. Just address me an email, Karen at KarenCataline.com. So much going on, it's hard to choose. But first, I want to talk to you about Cash Friday. I had the pleasure in hosting, as I do twice a week right now, Wednesdays and Fridays, on the Power Hour radio show, I had the pleasure of interviewing Catherine Austin Fitz. Highly impressive woman who is living overseas right now. And as most people who are very, very effective, they are under attack and being persecuted by people that want to take away our freedom. They are the people that want to take our freedom, take away our freedom, and we're watching it again and again every day. We see it are people who are threatened by our independent thinking. They are threatened by our free will, and they want to quash our free will. Make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's going on. If you want to say that it is the coronavirus that is being used to do that, you can do that. But that is the goal, to condition us to make the government our God, the government our doctor, the government our educator, the governor our thought police, the government is our God. That is what they're doing. Whether they are colluding with the communist Chinese to do it, whether they sold out our country to do it, or whether China is bullying and intimidating or bribing or whatever them to do it, that is what's happening. I get tired of pundits who refuse to say that. If you're going to exercise your First Amendment rights, you might as well get to the bottom line of the story and then work your way back from there, I guess you say. Now, Cash Friday. So Catherine Austin Fitz was a very stellar guest on a town hall I listened to yesterday of Patrick Wood, who we've had on the program, either this one or the New Hampshire version. Either way, Patrick Wood, I have interviewed quite a few times. And he did a terrific, stellar town hall, which you can access, you don't have to access it live, at citizensforfreespeech.org. It was quite valuable, but I might also recommend that you go to my website and take a look at the hour that I did with Catherine Austin Fitz this past Wednesday. I'm going to go there now just so I can direct you. I put so much stuff on there. I can direct you to the proper page. It's right on the front page of the website. But here, let me show you where it is. Okay. So on the far right-hand side of my website, under guest host, is Karen Cataline Speaks to Catherine Austin Fitz. It's a one-hour interview, and there's her pretty picture there that was done this past Wednesday. The reason I was quite impressed and want to continue what she's talking about is because she gave lots and lots of practical advice on what we can do every day to extricate ourselves from this digital jail that these unimpressive, unelected bureaucrats, politicians who've decided there are betters instead of our representatives, are building for us. That's what they're doing in collusion with big tech and lots of other people who seem to have quite an interest in surveilling our every move. Have you had that feeling lately? Does it feel like, you know, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean people aren't after you? You can see that in everything we're doing, the government is trying to monitor and surveil us so as to control and manipulate our behavior. You can't control people's behavior unless you know what they're doing at all times. Now, this is not something new among communists, and that's what they are. The Chinese communists have a social credit score in which they monitor whether you can buy or sell or go out, or any of the freedoms and liberties we take for granted. The Chinese communists want to control their own people. We won't go into some of the human atrocities the Chinese communists have engaged in because, well, it's before lunch. What can I tell you? Do your research on that one. So, with total control and authoritarianism always comes the demeaning of life, the cheapening of human life. It's no accident that these people who think they're better than us cheer abortion and detest things that prolong life. In fact, in one case, a Democrat from Colorado used to say that people had a duty to die. Really? Your life is not your own. Your body's not your own. Your life belongs to the government. And so do the lives of your children, apparently, belong to the government. Well, there's nothing American about that. So, many people, including myself, have been talking about civil disobedience for 18 months. Can you believe that we're coming on fall 2021 and not too much longer, we'll have 2 years of this corona madness, of the corona fascism being imposed upon us under the guise of, well, it's for your own good, don't you know? Some of us knew there was a problem way back in March of 2020 when they started mandating that everybody put rags on their face or they couldn't fly or they couldn't go to a restaurant. And we all know because we lived it, I don't have to recap it now. Civil disobedience means to refuse to participate in the jail that they are creating for us. And that includes, ladies and gentlemen, a cashless society. My husband and I went to town, because we don't live right in town, in which we saw a coffee shop that announced proudly, mind you, that they no longer take cash. You can't buy a cup of coffee for what is now $7.47, because coffee, you know, is not a quarter anymore. You can't buy a cup of coffee with cash. No, they want you to have a record. They want the government to have a record of the cup of coffee you bought on March 23rd, 2020, because they're not going to take cash. You know what I think? I think we ought not to take that. If that one small business goes out of business, I'll be cheering, because they're taking away your freedom, your liberty, and your right to do business without being monitored. Why do you think, for example, that every time a mask mandate goes back into effect, which is wholly 100% unconstitutional, they add that there's a coin shortage? Gee, not even the propaganda media have been talking about the coin shortage, right? But somehow, every time there's a mask mandate, there's a coin shortage. Never mind the gazillions of coins you have in your jar at home that you've been saving, now is suddenly a big, big, big deal, right? Well, I maintain the coin shortage is nonsense, poppycock, and hooey. That's what I think. And when they tell you that, the best thing to do is pay with a dollar and ask for change, because that ain't true. I do not believe the government has suddenly stopped making coinage. No, what they want you to use a credit card for a $2 newspaper. Can you believe it? A newspaper ought to cost a quarter or 50 cents. But they want you to use a credit card to buy your newspaper. That way, they'll know where you bought your newspaper and what kind of newspaper you bought. It ain't rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. It just ain't. But we're going to talk about Cash Friday and what to do about that. Some people are already using cash only. I know people don't even have a bank account. Oh, my. We are going back to the Stone Age, because the digital world has become so dangerous for liberty-loving people. I'm not there, I could tell you that. But we're going to tell you more about Cash Friday right after this. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off here on Cash Friday on BBS Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
You like our new voiceover? I love him. I think he's great. And we also have great voice from Doug, my producer and half of the ownership team of BBS Radio. Hey, Doug, you want to come on the air for a little bit?
Oh, hi.
You know, I could have hired you to do it. I mean, you have a wonderful voice. How you been, Mr. Doug, Mr. Producer, wearing many, many hats?
Oh, I couldn't be busier, but through it all, I'm smiling.
You always do smile. Plus, you are another freedom refugee. you moved from California to Texas, and got a lot of people are moving to Texas. Hopefully we can counteract all the people that moved to Texas to try to co-opt it, right?
Oh, everybody's moving to Texas. California, go to the DMV. They're swamped, and it's all from California. You can't even find land here anymore. I know, we're trying. Land is, everything's doubled in price in the past 2 years, literally. Wow. You land prices an acre, California an acre, you can get it for $30,000, $40,000. Here, $100,000. So, now that's surprising for Texas.
Wow.
But it's
happening. You can't pay cash to buy land. I did see somebody bring in hundreds of thousands of pennies to pay for their parking ticket. No, their speeding ticket. Yeah, my husband showed me a video. It was hilarious. He came in with his giant jar filled with change saying, this is what I'm using to pay for my speeding ticket. I kind of have the feeling he wasn't happy. But as far as Cash Friday goes, well, we can't pay cash for a piece of land, and I wish you luck finding what you're looking for there. What do you think of the idea of going cash, all cash Friday, possibly branching out to cash Thursday and cash Monday?
You know, it's for a liberty-minded person who wants to remain, have some privacy, it's brilliant. The only thing is, there's so many conveniences without cash, like the ability to monitor your own expending, like everything. You can go into a store, you pay by different methods, and your apps keep track of it all. So not only is somebody else aware of it, but you're aware of it. And so that sort of convenience you give up for that liberty. So I guess as we become more, want more convenience, in that alone, we sometimes give up our liberty, you know.
That's such a great point, because I am of the opinion, I've said for a long time, that tyrants offer what they're selling, which is never free. Free lunches, free from the government, free health care, free this, free college, everything's free. They offer it with a velvet glove until you become addicted to the candy that they're selling, kind of like, want some candy, little girl? And you become addicted to it. And then suddenly, that's what gives them the control to offer the iron fist in the velvet glove, or to take away what they've been, what they've addicted you to, so you'll do what they say. Kind of like a pimp, you know,
right.
Doug? It's
right.
Very much like that. So people are now being told, threatened with their job, that if they do not take an experimental shot injected into their skin, they will have to lose their job. This is as overt, outrageous, and unconstitutional as anything I've ever seen.
Right.
And it's done, except it's only going to get worse.
It's
if
dark.
People don't stand
it's dark.
Up.
Dark
it's
stuff
very
we're living through.
Dark. And so if people are committed to their liberty and their principles, they may actually have to walk away from their job. And unfortunately, there are nurses and doctors and cops and military who are doing just that. Sadly, that plays into their hands too, because then they can people those industries with people who do their bidding, zombies who've already
right.
been zombified.
Right, right.
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 But that doesn't mean we should comply. We should not.
I have friends in that boat that are quitting their jobs over at the live in Washington State. They just won't take the shot. And I know one's quitting in October here, mid-October.
Actually, they shouldn't
quit. It's terrible.
They shouldn't quit. They should allow them to fire them. They shouldn't quit.
Right.
They should just stay in their job. Just like, forgive me, there was somebody I interviewed recently, wonderful, wonderful, runs a website called GoofyShot.com. GoofyShot.com. He is an employee of Disney for 16 years. 16 years, and he's being threatened with expulsion, threatened with his job if he doesn't get the jab. And so he became an activist. and he put up a website called goofyshot.com, and now it's gone viral. He may have a whole nother business just being an activist for body integrity. I don't know if we ever believed we would watch and see what is happening today. But he, just in case in point, said, I'm not going to quit. I love my job. I'm not quitting. If they want to fire me, fine. But then he's got a lawsuit. See, so you shouldn't. And of course, they own.
Well,
a lot
you're
of
assuming
judges
that
too.
The judicial branch will be at least somewhat capable of making the right decisions when so
won't.
Many of them are being bought off.
That's true.
Bribery, it's really scary.
Blackmail. This has been coming on for many decades, and we're only now seeing, sadly, these chickens, I hate to say, coming home to roost. It's because we have been, you know, we just had no idea what was happening, and now it's all coming together, and we're seeing how much everything is related to everything else. But if we can continue to resist, and part of that is don't quit. Make them fire you. Would you tell your friends that for me?
Oh, I
make
will.
Them
absolutely.
Quit. Yeah, I mean, make them fire you. Because a lot of those things, I have a right to a job, were created by them, right? So it's hilarious right. That they are now using as a defense the very same thing that they used to fight against, right?
Well,
private
isn't
companies
that like
don't have
everything
a right
that
to
they
fire
do?
You.
Everything that
yes.
you see the left do is
yes.
So ironic, and it just yes. it baffles me. You'd think the world would be able to see through it, and I don't even know if they can. I often wonder, are we truly at this level where we've become blind to the obvious?
Yeah. Well, I think there are a lot of people who, that's why I direct everyone to this interview with Catherine Austin Fitz, because she doesn't just talk about how to stop helping the digital jail, helping to build this digital jail that we're all, they want us to be in, highly surveilled, highly controlled and manipulated, coerced, forced. But she talks about a lot of other things, which I don't have time to go into right now, that I strongly urge people to listen to that interview from the Power Hour. It's a whole hour, jam-packed, full of valuable information. Let me shift gears here just in our last couple minutes. We have a terrific guest. Can't wait to talk to him. With an audio that I had you pull of James O'Keefe, probably among the most dangerous to the left people out there. Why? Because he does these things in stages. He exposes people being who they really are. It's like being a fly on the wall and watching who people really are instead of through the gauze of the propaganda that is being fed to us like pablum every day. If you've often wanted to be a fly on the wall and find out what these people really think, what they really think of you, what they really want to do to all of us, watch James O'Keefe continue to expose it. We've got this audio and it's so valuable. I'm going to play it through all together, but I want you to listen to the ignorance, the arrogance, the hostility, and the contempt that this person who supposedly, believe it or not, an official of the FDC, I think it is. FC, anyway, let's hear it, and I'll tell you more in a minute.
It's Taylor Lee.
Yep.
Do you mind giving me a comment on some statements you've made?
I remember reading about how with COVID trials they were having an issue recruiting African American people.
Can't blame them.
I can't, but at the same time, like, yeah. Blow dart.
If I was unvaccinated, would you hypothetically want to shoot me with a blow dart?
Yeah, no, I don't want to talk about this. Thank you.
I understand you may not want to talk about this, but this is your opportunity to speak.
There needs to be a registry of the people who aren't vaccinated. Although that's sounding very Germany.
the Germany that you're thinking of? Is
not it? Germany. I mean, think about it like the Jewish spot.
Would you like to give some context to these statements?
So if they start handing out vaccines, I'm going to go door to door and stab everyone. Oh, it's just your booster shot. Stick your arm out.
Exactly.
What's that? Oh, it's just a vitamin C shot.
I mean, you have nothing to say. You're just going to pack up and now leave? You're an employee of the FDA, and sir, you're really just going to just scatter out? Classic, a scurry. Once someone sees their own statements, nothing to say now. Was very candid with my colleague. Classic?
This is Taylor Lee. This is precious in its diabolical nature. And even in the video, I direct you direct, I suggest you go directly to Project Veritas right now. I mean, not now, as soon as this show's over, to go to Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's site. This is a gotcha you really want to watch. This is a guy who works for the FDA. He looks like about 14. He's got an arrogance the size of Napoleon, and now he doesn't want to talk about it. He wants to blow dart African Americans with the COVID vaccine against their will. Oh, well, think of it like the Jewish star. We're going to have a registry of unvaccinated Americans. Taylor Lee, FDA, quote, economist. You got to see a picture of this guy. This is amazing. Census goes door to door. If you don't respond, we have the infrastructure to do it. Forced COVID vaccines. What are they going to do? They're going to hold you down and shoot you with an experimental drug. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? That's who these people are. What spawns such an arrogant, megalomaniacal person who works for the FDA, I ask you? What spawns such a person? Well, a bunch of politicians and unelected bureaucrats. Also, he said, if you're a spy, you don't get to tell. Please don't. Doug says inbreeding. I love it. He warns them, you better not play this if you're a spy, because I'm not going to talk about it. This man needs to be hung by his toenails like Mussolini for allowing this. These are the people who've been lecturing you about racism, 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 to shoot you full of a deadly drug that they don't want you to know is killing people. How about that? All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, I'm going to take a powder, take a little break, and we're going to bring on our guest for the rest of the hour. One of my favorite kinds of people, a truck driver. So we'll tell you about him when we get back. Maybe we'll talk to him about this too, about Cash Friday and about defying ignoramuses who want to tell you what to do. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off here, and that's what I'm doing right now, Spouting Off on BBS Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. And their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at kstarradionetwork.com.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everybody, to Spouting Off. I'm your host, as you know, Karen Cataline. Let me get, before I welcome our guest, all right, I want to get to, let me just do this here. I got so many things open, I can't find the right page. You see, I'm dependent on technology. All my notes for the show are on technology. First off, please participate in Cash Friday. And if you want to even expand it more, participate in Cash Wednesday too. But for once, just imagine, just to put a fine point on it, if millions of Trump supporters decided they were only paying cash on Fridays, that's 70, 80 million people, they don't pay cash. Just to put the technocracy on notice, we ain't playing. We know what you're up to. How about that? So let's go on now to our guest. I told him off the air, I have a soft spot in my heart for truckers because truckers are the country's invisible workers. They work day or night, rain or shine, doesn't matter. They got to get our products to us because everything, pretty much everything you get, even that junk from Amazon, comes by truck. So he's the owner of America's largest refrigerated trucking company. And we're going to talk to him about the vax mandates being pushed on truckers through their CDL license. Thank you so much for joining us, Mike Kucharski.
Karen, thank you for having me on, and thank you for that warm welcome.
Well, thank you. I want to give you as much time as I can to talk about this because most people, and people know, my listeners know, that my husband is a trucker with lots of miles under his belt. Truck drivers, in order to get their CDL license, and I requested you specifically, these horrible, despicable, and I would call them demonic vaccine mandates are fully 100% unconstitutional. I'd like to know, how are truck drivers responding to this, and what are they going to do when they're being threatened like so many other employees with their jobs and their livelihoods, putting food on the table if they don't take an experimental vaccine that's killing people?
Well, Karen, it's funny because the day after Biden announced the vaccine mandates, I said in an interview that if you force people to take the vaccine, it's going to have the reverse effect. And now here we are a few days later, a couple weeks after Biden puts these mandates in place. You know, Bloomberg News puts out a report showing the number of people getting the first dose of COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S. is declining again in September compared to August. You know, a coincidence? I think not.
I think not.
This is my point. Yeah.
Right.
I think not. This is my point. You know, we at JGC, we support the vaccine, and we support educating our employees to take the vaccine, but we also support freedom of choice. You know, the federal vaccine mandates will make people more hesitant, not less. They're always talking about, you know, the science, the science, the science. Well, where is the science? And we show some of these people because, you know, if we're going to, as business owners, you know, we have to convince truckers or anybody or ourselves, you know, we need to sell this. And how are we going to do it? You know, Biden rolls this plan out, gives no, there's nothing. And he goes, okay, everybody has to get vaccinated. It's not going to work that way. You know, when I talk to my truck drivers or people who live in rural states, they're used to operating without the federal government telling them what to do. So when you force somebody, that's when you're going to get the biggest resistance. And I think in CCJ, yeah, I think in one of the CCJ publications, truckers,
CCJ,
news, you know,
30%, tell everybody what that is.
Yeah. Commercial Carrier Journal. I think that's what
okay.
The J stands for.
Got it. Well, not everybody knows what that is, so I got to just ask people. Okay, yeah. CCJ. No,
I'm so glad I remembered. It's a sister publication to Truckers News, but but 30%, you know, of the company drivers said they would refuse a mandatory vaccine and force the employer to fire them. Now, another nearly 17 said that they would claim a medical or religious exemption, which is very interesting, while 16% said they would quit. And almost 7% said they would comply and get the vaccine. About 25% of drivers polled said that they had already been vaccinated.
Who said they would comply? What was the percentage of people who said they would comply?
Almost 7% said they would comply and get the vaccine.
7%. I like that. I wish it were zero.
It's an interesting number.
You can persuade people all you want. You can try in the marketplace of ideas to persuade people. But once you tell people they have no choice, as our despicable presidential potted plant told everybody, we're our patience is wearing thin. See, you had the illusion that this was a choice. But we were just playing with you because the truth is our patience is wearing thin. Now we're going to force you. And people are going to say, hopefully, God willing, in America, no, you're not.
Yeah. Drivers, you know, I honestly think drivers are afraid to take the vaccine because two reasons. You know, they're afraid of the vaccine side effects, number one. And number two, they have a lack of trust in the vaccine. And lately, I would say, in the government, as you're saying.
Earlier. And they have that right, do they not? They have that right.
Yes, they do.
And let's see, how many lies have we been told thus far about the virus in general? First, masks are helpful. Now they're not. Now they are. Now they're not. If you get the vaccine, you don't have to wear a mask. You can get back to your life. Oh, wait a minute. If you get a vaccine, you still have to wear a mask. You can't get back to your life. You still have to be told what to do. I submit, Mike, I'd love your thoughts. All of it is to introduce the element of force from the government onto the populace and change the entire relationship Americans have with their government, ushering in authoritarianism in this country. What do you think?
I mean, it doesn't look really good right now, you know, so it does look that way, you know. But
that,
you know,
that's diplomatic.
I was trying to stay neutral here and not like, but,
yes.
But the biggest thing, you know, so they're pushing this vaccine, you know what I mean? And the people that are not vaccinated, you know, don't know if they need the vaccine. You know, that's why I was saying earlier, you know, they need educating. And they need, you know, research, you know, by now. And it's kind of crazy because we haven't even hit a milestone, which I would say is a year. You know, in a year, you know, I would say a good population of the country would be, because it sounds like we just started the vaccine, which was back in January.
Yes, but I will tell you this, Mike. I will tell you this. There is lots and lots of stories coming out now that the registry of damage, deaths, damage, and wounds from the vaccine itself that only the medical population, doctors, nurses, and hospitals who are not doing the bidding of the government, are reporting they are seeing more injuries from the vaccine than almost anything else, and deadly dangerous ones. Now, under normal circumstances with a sane government that cares about the citizenry, which this doesn't, they would have banned the vaccine immediately. Remember the Tylenol scare years ago? I don't know how old you are. Remember the Tylenol
yes,
scare?
Of course, yeah.
There was a tainted bottle of Tylenol, which was deadly. It killed somebody. Because it scared the heck out of everybody, they pulled every bottle of Tylenol off the shelf because of a death. And that was probably the right thing to do. On this, they're not just not taking information on vax deaths, vax injuries. They're suppressing it, and they're turning right around and forcing people to take that vaccine despite the deaths. Now, what's that tell you about the government that is doing that?
I It's a good question. It's a good question.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
It leaves a lot of other questions. It leaves a lot of other questions. That's why I say, yes. they need to do the research and the education and showing. Yeah. It's horrible because even yesterday, one of my friend's best friend, he lives in South Africa, got the vaccine, and he had that reaction when the blood thickened and the poor guy died. He died of a vaccine.
He did. Is that what you're telling us? It's not the first story I've heard like that. I've heard a lot of stories.
And then I think just not too long ago on the news, somebody else died over here. I believe it was on the news. Somebody, a young gentleman, with a couple kids, took the vaccine and also had a bad reaction and passed. Wow. It's not as foolproof as they say.
It's not safe and it's not effective. How many people are getting coronavirus? Some people believe. Look, that's not even the issue. This is, we're falling in the trap. I'm allowing you to fall into the trap that everybody falls into. That's why it's so valuable. And that is, it's from my perspective, it's deadly to watch a government push an untested experimental drug that is killing people on to the citizenry by itself. But the real key is liberty, isn't it? Isn't that the real story?
That's the real key, and the scarier part is now they've done the vaccine. 5 and older could get vaccinated. I'm very worried because I do have a 5-year-old, and it breaks my heart every day I drop her off at school. She has to put on a mask to go inside school, and I don't think those masks.
It's absurd. You got to draw the line somewhere, don't you? You got to draw the line.
I do not. Yeah.
Somewhere. Yep. And is she in danger? Of the coronavirus, honestly, is there any danger? No,
I None. Don't think so.
None, zip, mm. nada, nothing. They don't care. You know why? You know why kids are a target? Because kids are the most vulnerable, and they can start them young as to who is their boss, who runs their life. It's the government. It's not their parents. It's not God. It's the government. That's why kids are highly, highly targeted today, and they are not letting up. What do you think? We have about a minute, and then we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back.
It's a possibility, the way that, right now we're living in this crazy world, which is kind of upside down, everybody's going to the right, to the left. Every day is almost a unique day. We were supposed to. Yeah. But, how it all started? We were all supposed to shut down only for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. That's it, guys. 2 weeks.
Yeah. Let's see. 10 days to slow the 15 days to slow the curve. Some of us guys knew right away as soon as they said that was a lie. At some point, you have to recognize who's lying to you and stop listening to the liars. Because what are you going to do? As some people I know, they extricate one little thing that a liar says and says, well, I'll believe this. This is the truth. What if the whole thing is a lie? What if it's all part of the same narrative to subjugate America, to overtake America for a communist agenda that has nothing whatsoever to do with the virus? I'm going to let you think about that. When we come back, we're going to let him talk more, I promise. We're going to let him talk more. I'm just a little riled, and we're going to talk about trucking and how valuable truckers are and how they're invisible to a lot of people. Stay tuned. We're here with Mike Kucharski, a trucker, and he's going to talk to us about that after this. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off here on the BBS Radio Network and the K-Star Radio Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. And their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at kstarradionetwork.com.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
So glad you stayed with us here on Spouting Off on BBS Radio and K-Star Radio Network. Delighted to be talking to Mike Kucharski, co-owner and vice president of JKC Trucking. He spent his entire career of nearly 30 years. He's an expert in the industry. And we want to talk to him about trucking in general and how some people are fighting back, both in the trucking industry and elsewhere in Illinois and Australia. Go for it, Mike, and thanks for staying with us.
No worries. Just to give you guys an idea, you know, since the pandemic started, it only intensified the truck driver shortage. One thing I forgot to mention earlier, 20 to 25% of all truck drivers right now are missing in America. They're not on the road. And with this historic truck driver shortage, you know, we need all the drivers. But I do have some good news. You know, there's a couple examples of truck drivers fighting back in Australia a couple weeks ago. All the Australian government has been coming very hard down on their people, and they're saying, hey, listen, everybody's going to get vaccinated. The truck drivers actually parked and strike. And after a handful of days, the government gave them an exemption and told them, okay, everybody except truck drivers. So they started driving again.
Everybody except truck drivers. Well, we know that there's an exemption for postal workers in America. Nobody's screaming about that. My theory is it's because postal workers are essential to mail fraud and voter harvesting, ballot harvesting. Got to do it through the mail because they want mail-in ballots. So everything that they do is for their benefit, not yours. Mike, do you have more than 100 employees at JKC Trucking?
I do, yes.
So here's the big question. Yeah. Are you going to mandate this or not?
Well, right now, what we've done is we're slowly doing like an anonymous survey. Well, the good part is most of my drivers are vaccinated, so I'm happy about that.
I'm not sure if that's good.
You know,
are you complying with the federal government forcing you to force your employees to take a jab they don't want?
Well, I'm still waiting for some direction from the federal government, you know, because right now it was kind of just over the news and it was kind of just vague. How are we supposed to do this? But what I'm doing also is to get ready for this. We were doing a survey to take the temp of my employees, you know. And if we are going to have to do this, you know, the only way I'm going to be able to do this by, you know, educating them and incentives. You know, that's why I was
educating them
And incentives for taking the vaccine.
Census?
Incentives.
Oh, incentives. Well, the government already tried that. They were giving away lottery tickets. They were giving away $100. Incentives. So you're going to give people incentives to take the shot. And what if they say, no, sorry, not doing it? Then what will you do, if I may ask?
I cannot force them. You know, they're in a free country. And these truck drivers even said so, you know, that, look, I'm going to quit. I'll go to a smaller fleet. Or how, if you're a truck driver right now, especially like in the food chain industry like that we are, and he quits today, he could pick up a phone call 12 different trucking companies, and over the phone, they will take him with open arms. This is not the time to do this because we are still struggling from, you know, this black hole called COVID. Here comes the holiday push, another blow. You know, historic truck driver shortage. You know, this is not the time for this, you know. The government needs to either exempt truck drivers or, as they did in Australia.
They need not to exempt truck drivers. They need to stop pushing and forcing adult citizens to do something against their will. I just have to say this, when you comply with evil, when you comply with authoritarianism and dictators, you get more authoritarianism and dictators. That's all you ever get, is more of the same. What people have complied with thus far, that's why we are where we're at. If you give an incentive, there has to be a right to say no. I have a motto. If you can't say no, your yes means nothing. It's very important that if you can persuade, you can yell if you want, but you can't coerce, bully, intimidate, or force. That's where we are today. That's what the government is doing. So I hope you won't engage in that.
No, you know, just to give an idea, we're a small business. We're small business owners, you know, such as myself. We're already overregulated, and now we're being hammered even further. You know, like I said earlier, you know, I'm concentrating on staying in business and keeping the food supply chain going because, you know, I have a bad feeling that this year there's going to be empty shelves around the holidays. We're going to run out of product like we did last year because we don't have the manpower. We're not even close to back where we used to be.
And, Mike, here's really the unfortunate thing. That when you jump the shark and you start disrespecting people's liberty, which is the American way, the American dream, the American symbol, if there is one thing that America has always stood for in its 200 plus years, it's liberty, it's personal liberty, is that these people who've decided that they're going to abolish liberty in this country seem to want to abolish the supply chain and the food chain as well, I hate to say. And they seem to be cheering on the fact that the food shelves and a lot of these things are being upset and disrupted. So we see it. I'd like your thoughts on this. I wouldn't be the first one to bring this up. I hope it's not true.
Yeah.
But Bill Gates is buying up farmland so they can force us to eat plants instead of meat. So you tell me.
You know, I didn't hear that about Bill Gates, but it is, you know, times are changing right now. You know, it's a crazy world we live in. I'm sorry, what was the question? Because I got sidetracked.
Well,
I forgot.
You know what? We don't have enough time. It was more of a comment than a question. We have only like a minute until the end of the program. What do you want to tell people where they can read you, find you, follow you, connect with you?
Yeah, anybody looking for a truck driver job, you jobs, J-O-B-S, at jkctrucking.com. Or you can just go to www.jkctrucking.com and apply for a job or say hi.
Well, you know what, Mike Kucharski, if you advertise that you will respect truckers' wishes, you will respect religious exemptions, respect body integrity of your employees, I'm pretty sure you're going to get the employees that you're seeking. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time. And best of luck out there getting your business back together. And thank you for the work that you do putting our groceries and everything else on the shelf. We really appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for all your support.
It's my pleasure. I don't know. It's something. Before I married a truck driver, I didn't know anything about truck driving or truck drivers at all. It's kind of like whenever you marry somebody who does a certain thing and then you learn about it. What I learn is that truckers have a work ethic that's astonishing. They will work through anything. They're kind of macho. They don't like to be told what to do. They're liberty lovers, and they have a work ethic second to none. And they're on the roads all the time, and they're demonized, and most people sort of don't even see them. They don't realize that's where all their products come from. So thanks to truckers. Celebrate truckers and celebrate Cash Friday. Thanks to Doug for coming on the air for a while. Thanks to all of you for listening. And we'll get those podcasts up on the website soon. Otherwise, go to bbsradio.com, and that there you can find the podcast. Have a wonderful weekend, Karen Cataline. This is Spouting Off. We'll be right back.